Well, tell me about what's going on in your neck of the woods. What's new?
Yeah, man, lots. We're kind of in the throes of launching a new version of Path to Product and getting a whole bunch of stuff mobilized around that. So pretty excited as we continue like pursuing that mission of helping the next generation of product managers get their shot.
That's so cool. Yeah, I'd love... So for anybody who doesn't know what you do, tell us, what does Path to Product do?
Yeah, it's a great question. So Path to Product's mission was started based on solving a problem I once had.
Yeah.
Where I discovered product management, where in an era where most product managers kind of fell into the role. Mm-hmm. And now, myself included, several years ago, along with thousands of others, are now like, it's a well understood profession now. And it's highly desirable to get into, it's well paid, but there's not a clear path to get there. There's no degree path for it. There's no real entryway. And so we're trying to create that path to where we solve that chicken and egg problem, right? Of you need experience to get the job, but how do you get the job without experience?
Yeah. Yeah. The perpetual issue with a lot of college graduates, right?
Absolutely.
It's like, oh yeah, well, I would love to get that entry level position, but it requires 2 years of experience in the field. And it's like, well, I just barely finished the degree. How do you expect me to get the 2 years, right?
What do I do now?
Yeah. I mean, hey, if you want to start in high school, starting down a career path, that's great. But most people don't have that luxury. They don't really have that opportunity.
For sure.
Well, how did you get started?
Yeah, great question. So I was doing work for Intel and their software group and met a lot of product managers as we did software partnerships. Mm-hmm. And our whole job was to convince software companies to integrate Intel software and Intel technology to make their product better, et cetera, et cetera. So I worked with a lot of product managers and kind of saw what they did, how central they were to decision-making across finance and strategy and everything in between, right? Go to market. And I was like, man, I like being in the middle of everything. That looks like something I want to do.
You saw the chaos and you're like, I want there, right?
I don't know what that says about me, but.
I'm a scrum master, okay. Or at least I've got my certification. I did it for a little while, right?
Cool.
And I saw that chaos firsthand, and I never envied the product managers, but they were really good at what they do most of the time, right? So you help people get there. You help people get in that seat and really figure out their chops, if you will, for the lack of a better word.
And demystify the process, right? Because like my problem and a lot of other aspiring PMs' problem was that like you look on LinkedIn, you see people have MBAs and certifications, and you're like, okay, well, what is the thing I have to do?
Yeah.
Right. And it's not very clear. So we kind of demystify that process and help you get the right experience that's actually tangible and credible to the hiring manager.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, how do you, I guess, you know, for the mystery beneath, right? How do you help people get that experience?
Yeah, it's a great question. So a lot of times there's courses out there that give you knowledge and a certificate, and it's like, okay, you're good to go.
Yeah.
And we take it a step further in a couple ways. So one, we built the program to be almost chronological, even though, you know, that like things are kind of cyclical in product management, but
we
try to simulate it as best as possible, where if you're starting in a company, what do you do as a new PM? Well, you learn about the product, the business, you do market research. So that's the first thing we teach. That's the first thing they do. And they kind of put their PM hat on with a product that's actually in the market. So they can talk to real users, uncover real problems of the product, and kind of go through all the motions that a PM would actually do at that company.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. So they're not going in blind, basically.
Exactly.
It's like, okay,
it's like,
well,
been here.
Get you oriented around what you're actually going to be doing and then move from there. That's cool. That's really cool. So you're based, Path to Product is based out of, is it Lehigh?
We're in Ogden, actually.
You're in Ogden. Yeah. You're all the way in Ogden. That's awesome, though. Well, very cool. What took you to Ogden?
Well, that's where I live.
Makes sense.
I've always commuted down to Silicon Slopes in Utah County. Home base is up there. And so that's where I'm working from home now most of the times.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. To be able to have that freedom. Yeah. Was it like post-COVID type of deal, or was it kind of just...
Well, it all started before COVID. COVID just accelerated it, right?
Yeah.
I think there was an inflection probably 5-6 years ago, maybe.
The intensity just came out. The lights just went off. We're very focused now.
There we are.
The emotion is there, right? Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I really think there was like a market inflection where 5-6 years ago, we started seeing a shift where the majority of people were falling into product management to where now the majority of people are looking to actually get in. And so it's kind of just accelerated our trajectory in terms of the market opportunity and like really how can we help the most people?
Wow. I love that though. So how many people are on your team?
We have a handful. We have two that are full-time right now. So we're still pretty early stages. But yeah, we have several people that come in and help out on a as needed basis. Yeah.
That's awesome though, because it's small enough that the clients, would be able to get real time and attention, but not so small that you feel like you're meeting up in the basement of some real estate agency at KW South Valley Keller Williams here in South Jordan for compliance, of course, right? So it feels like it's very personalized.
That's the intent, right? So when a PM starts in a job, we mentioned that there's things that they normally do. Yeah. And so we want to give them that experience, but they also have a manager. And that manager is going to give them feedback, have one-on-ones. So that's what we do too. At the end of each module, they have assignments and quizzes and lessons that they've gone through. And we have a one-on-one coaching session with every student on the platform.
Wow.
So that's pretty intimate.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you've been around for a while. And then have you been able to place quite a few of your clients?
We have. And honestly, a lot of the work we've been doing is focusing on how do we help more students complete the program?
Yeah.
Right. Because the ones that do complete it, the placement rate's really high. We've had people work for LinkedIn and PayPal and some big name companies and some smaller companies as well.
Yeah.
But the placement rate's high. So now we're just like, okay, how do we reduce the friction in the program enough to where they're still getting rigor, but they're able to complete at a high enough rate so they can actually, you know, fulfill their dreams of becoming a product manager?
Yeah. I think, where are the stats? I think I could just be pulling this out of nowhere, by the way. So disclosure, this could be a lie. But I think it's like 60%. It's a really ridiculously high number of people typically don't even finish a course once they start it. And these are people paying anywhere between, you know, maybe $50 all the way up to 15, 20 grand. And a lot of them don't even make it all the way through. So to work on helping them complete it or making sure that they can get far enough into it that they get the real value, that's a huge, huge value prop.
So that's awesome. Our big focus this year is how do we do that? And got a bunch of big plans for the future of how to take Path to Product to continuing new heights. But yeah, we're excited about the future.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, you're doing a great job at it.
Well, thank you.
So absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me, you've got Path to Product. Mm-hmm. What did you do? So you worked with Intel and everything else. Have you always had an interest in this, or is it kind of something that developed along with Intel and it would just...
Yeah,
name a thing.
It's a great question. I think it kind of like goes to my character and like what I like to do. I've always liked coaching. I've always liked teaching. Caveat, the people that want to be coached and taught, preferably.
That's a huge caveat right there.
I taught high school for like a year. And,
oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know. The ones that didn't want to be there, it was a struggle. And I knew teaching in the classroom setting wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But I love to teach. And so like I've written books, I have my podcast, and I love learning and I love teaching. And so I think it just kind of came out of that from my coaching days when I was younger to my professional days and just what I like to do. And then I noticed there was a problem and putting my own product manager hat on, spending 8+ years as a product manager and product leader. I'm like, how can I take everything I've learned and go solve a problem that I once had, but also help really like shape people's lives, right? Because like I said, product management's a well-paying job. It could change somebody's trajectory in their life and their family. So it's kind of a big deal for me.
It really could. And caveat there, I say I'm so sorry just because I wish that teachers had more resources to be able to provide to their students. And, you know, that's not a political thing or anything like that. I just mean, you know, they work so hard.
It's a hard job for not enough pay.
Yeah. Sure. And some of my closest friends and even family are teachers. And I see them put in so much effort and it just doesn't get the return that they might need to be able to provide. Whereas you went from that into a transition, a massive transition. That's a huge transition from teaching, right?
Into tech.
And you saw that. It sounds like you really wanted to emulate that path, if you will, mm-hmm. and then also teach people how to take that path to be able to provide for themselves. Exactly. That's really cool.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, cool. Any other projects that you're working on right now? I mean, you mentioned that you've written some books. You've done all kinds of things.
Written some books, and I haven't announced this anywhere yet. So this is kind of like breaking
news. Oh,
but I'm planning a fourth book.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What's this one about?
This one is going to touch on a problem that organizations have between developing products and taking those products to market. It's going to be called the go-to-market gap.
Oh, that's huge too, especially in that. Yeah.
I'm super excited for it.
That's huge because I've seen a lot of companies in my background in marketing and go-to-market. Most companies, or at least a lot of them, drop the ball in that launch phase. They either don't ramp it up fast enough, they don't gain the steam behind it to be able to actually get the traction that they're going for. What do you know? Or maybe they didn't do enough research beforehand to really know where their niche was.
Exactly.
And so it doesn't gain the steam. And I really need to know when that does come out because I would love to read it.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Have you on the show again.
That'd be great.
Get you out there. Yeah, cool. Well, awesome, my friend. It's been fantastic being able to meet with you. John Fontenot from Path to Product. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I might get to do this part, man.
How was that?
This one? That was great.